Well, listen, we've been trying.
we can't avoid it.
There's like a locksmith with a drill.
Is he taking done?
He's repairing a metal door right outside of our office.
We were hoping he'd be done in a reasonable amount of time.
It's not quite.
He's paying attention to detail, which I appreciate.
Mm-hmm.
So the work is getting done. Just might be a little nosy.
Noisy.
A little noisy.
Or nosy.
A little noisy.
I've heard it both ways.
Friends, it's great to be back with you. We've missed you. I've missed this guy.
We barely texted all week.
That was intentional. You were with your family. It was one of those rare occasions. So typically Andrew will take his kids or Melissa will take the kids. Very rarely do Andrew and Melissa take the kids.
Alternating weekends. It's not true. It's not true.
They got out as a family. They celebrated.
We skipped school, skipped church.
Wow. On Mother's Day.
On Mother's Day. Listen, I did not schedule Liberty University's commencement activities to be on Mother's Day weekend. So I cannot be held responsible for it, but we did.
Andrew, all that to be said, yesterday was Sunday.
And this moment, this right here,
is the morning after.
Welcome to the Morning After Ministry Show, a caffeine-fueled look back on the week and ministry that was.
Happy, happy, happy Monday, boys and girls.
Sparks flying off the metal doors to the fellowship hall right outside my office window.
My name's Tim. This is Andrew. Each and every Monday for 5 years now.
Four score and 1 year. No, that would be 81 years.
Half a decade.
Half a decade plus.
Over half a decade,
Our show is a first grader year old.
Andrew, can we just say that it has never been our goal to build a platform, but we have made it a point to build relationships.
Wow, that was deep.
I thought about it on the way over here. I was like, wow, for over 5 years we've been doing this, it's never been about how many likes and clicks and follows.
Well, it was for a little bit when we were, paying the one guy to promote.
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
I put that behind me when I realized that was never going to happen. I've since moved on. I'm fine with it.
Listen, it was great.
We've developed a great community of like-minded human beings who, many of which are in the trenches of ministry. And
doing the week-in, week-out ministry tasks.
Andy, how many guys do we talk to on a weekly basis that just don't get this? Like, they don't
have this? It's so many.
It's terrifying. One of my elders led the Devo at our last elder meeting, and it was the most recent survey/study done on pastoral burnout and its correlation to loneliness and isolation in ministry.
I spent quite a bit of time reading up on the subject in the past few years.
I said my buddy Dr. Larson has been studying this
and
for several years.
The correlation to there's a huge correlation to people quitting and people being lonely. All of the surveys are like, 7 out of 10 pastors consider quitting. I don't know that I've ever considered quitting. I don't know that there has ever been a moment where I was like, oh, man, I'm out of this place. I'm going to go get a real estate license. I do love Zillow. I spend a lot of time on Zillow.
I thought maybe you'd go take a leadership course and become a professional public speaker.
Or a life coach.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Or a life coach / public speaker / monetized podcast host that has 12 reviews. I don't understand how that happens.
Oh, look, that's not the right camera.
Oh, were you on the wrong camera the whole time?
No, that one is. Ronald says, hey, friends, Ronald, we've missed you.
Hey, buddy.
We've missed you so much. Andrew, did you know that there's still a sign-up button? What is that for?
I think when we, 6 years ago, that was like the link on the Facebook where you could sign up for an email from us.
Do we send emails?
I think we have like a MailChimp somewhere that we could log into.
Hey, if you're not getting our emails on a once every 3 year basis, maybe you should.
The sitting speaker, that'd be great. Hey, check out my new podcast, The Sitting Speaker. Anywhere podcasts are found. Are you tired of people standing up and yelling at you?
Wow.
Wouldn't you like someone to sit and gently urge you?
The sitting speaker.
That's great. Just a stool, like three-legged, not like a pile of stool, but like a stool. Speaking of piles of stool.
Why?
Tim.
Yeah, CJ says, nice hat, Tim. Figured you were into conspiracy theories. The funny thing is when I got the hat, I didn't know what it was. I didn't know they had a podcast.
Are you serious?
I knew they had a podcast. I didn't know what the podcast was.
It's humongous.
Now I know. No.
How did you not know? Like, we know these people.
Guys, if you're watching, I'm so sorry. I've seen clips here and there. I did not know it was a conspiracy theory podcast.
Like the
now I do.
It's a huge deal.
No, I know now. It's just they sent us some merch because we're friends and they were being kind.
Check out the Florida Sunday Cool pennant behind my shoulder.
I had no idea it was this big.
Yeah.
It's kind of a big deal.
It's like a bazillion people big. It is giant. But Tim, as I said, speaking of piles of stool.
Why? I was trying to get away from that. I just changed the subject so fast.
Thursday, I'm in the graduation ceremony just for doctoral graduates in the School of Divinity. That is how giant of a place Liberty is. It's like
massive.
We can't
unbelievably large.
We cannot put the doctorate students with the master's students from the same school. No. They have to have separate programs. So there's essentially like three levels of programs for most of the different schools. And so it's all of us demons. They get through all of us. And like, I mean, we were probably 2/3 of the people there. There's a whole lot of demon graduates. But then with the PhD students, they're actually like reading what their dissertation was on.
Can you imagine if the bachelors were in there too?
It would have been
4 days.
Yeah, it would have been ridiculous. I mean, it was 2+ hours as it was for 300 or so doctoral students.
My favorite part about the PhDs is they get to, I think this is where you're going, but they read their dissertation.
So they email all of us like, hey, bring your project title.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, ooh, are they going to like treat us like the people that did way more work than I actually did? And some of the PhD guys, you can get into a PhD program the minute you finish a master's. You can get into a master's program the minute you finish your bachelor's. Some of the PhD people are 25, 26, like they've just gone straight through.
How?
They're smart. There's some social awkwardness. There's that level.
They feel at home.
They feel at home in academia.
Yeah.
And whereas the demon, you have to have like 10 years of ministry experience to enter the program kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so there's just very different programs. They emphasized, hey, each degree is just as hard to get. No, they're not. As someone who got the less hard to get one,
I'm proud.
But they're very they're different, and so there's like people in the PhD program who under their robes are wearing like basketball shorts and Adidas slides. Like there's just a social awkwardness there for some of them. But one guy when they're reading everyone's dissertation, some of it's like, the small Lutheran churches in Southeast Missouri's response to the COVID-19 pandemic. You know, it's like something's like very specific,
very specific.
Like very church specific. But his dissertation, he was an Old Testament studies guy, and his dissertation was on dung motifs in the Old Testament.
Say that slower.
Dung motifs.
Dung motifs.
He wrote a 200-page book on all the
on
times.
What, 10 verses?
On, there's way more than 10 verses, but whenever poop is mentioned in the Bible, that's what his dissertation was on. He's going to be a professor somewhere.
There's way more than 10 verses in that time poop is mentioned?
Yes.
I just haven't done a major deep dive on number two.
He did. I'm sure it'll be available in the Liberty University Library probably by next week, so you could go check it out.
Professor of poop,
Professor
says
of poop,
Ronald.
I've got a buddy who is a theme park professor. Like he teaches classes on like theme park design. Like that's the coolest job ever.
That seems cool.
But Dr. Poop, that's a different
Dr. Poop.
Dr. Duty. That's that's the one to go.
Anyone else hear demon when Doctor said demon? Yeah. And Tommy, you're right. He did say that demon graduate. Which is probably why Tommy will never go to seminary.
That's because of all the poop talk.
And now Andrew went there, waffle stomp. We're not, no.
They're,
the amount of waffle stomps in scripture might be what I do mine on
I would be so proud of
doctorate.
You. I think you should. I could sing the praises of the program for forever.
Dr. Dookie reporting for duty.
There you go.
Wow.
That's the one.
We are less than 4 minutes into the show, and it's turned this.
Tim, I sat inadvertently like this. They didn't.
I thought you were going to tell us all about your graduation experience and the cool family time and the.
I will say
the
all
memory
those
making moments, and this is what you lead with.
They
like this is what
they
you were
did not
so excited
seat us
to come back and tell us
alphabetically.
About.
It was like you have your reader card with your info on it, and it was you're going to hand it to the person. So sit wherever you want. They actually read our names correctly, unlike Thomas Jefferson University. I don't know if you've seen those clips this week.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'll show you at lunch. It'll make you laugh.
That's terrible.
So wherever you sit and you hand your reader card when it's your turn. And I saw some extra leg room behind one of the confidence monitors because we were in the church sanctuary there for it. So I thought, hey, I can sit there and get some extra leg room.
Sure.
Not thinking that there are hundreds and hundreds of graduates. And I was like number 13 to go across the stage. So then I just had to sit there for hours.
It was great for me. I scrubbed right to the beginning. I found your clip. I recorded it.
I sent the Practically Pastoring group chat. I'm like, hey, guys, this is kind of weird, but here's the live stream, and I am up next.
Which I didn't click on in time. I found it.
You went to another school.
I watched 10 minutes of like bachelor's.
Behavioral health sciences.
I was like, what is happening right now? This is not his program. And then I realized there were multiple links on the website Andrew sent me. Found the right one. I clipped it out. If you haven't seen it, it is on our Morning After Ministry
page. I did
page.
Not put it there for the
I
record.
Did.
I know.
I was so proud of you.
Well, I appreciate it.
You can go check it out.
But I was, and there's about 4 hours of people behind me that I had to sit through. I got to sit through. I got to cheer for them.
I feel
it was
bad
exciting.
For your kids.
I feel bad. Forget them. I feel bad for my wife. I never feel bad for my kids.
Your fam.
My poor wife, and she sat.
Did they not sneak out?
So she tried to like get as close of a seat as she could, which meant that both aisles were taken.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, sweetheart, you should have gotten it. And so on to her right was all of the graduates coming off stage to like do their portraits.
Mm-hmm.
And to her left was like an older couple who were there to like watch their grandson finish. So that they were at canes and stuff, so she didn't feel like she
There's
could
no
get
way.
Out.
There's no
so
way.
I think with about 20 minutes left in the program, they went out. But I'm like, you could have left the minute I finished. There was the church that is there on campus is connected to like the student multi-purpose building, so you could find yourself at a playground or a Chick-fil-A without ever going outside from the church lobby.
Dan says Andrew's parents are still wondering when the ceremony starts.
I called my dad on the way home. He's like, so what time should I watch that live stream tonight, like 8 o'clock? I'm like, Dad, I'm on the way home. It was done already. We sent you multiple links.
Parents are the best.
Parents. What can I say?
Did you send in the clip I sent you?
No.
He hasn't seen it?
What, the one of just me?
Yeah.
They watched it after.
Good.
And so I told my dad, I'm like, here's what you do. You hit play, and you scrubbed, and then you're like, hey, Beth, that's my mom's name. You know, so that way my mom has to like come and watch for 35 seconds and thinks that she saw it live. Then we're good.
Smart.
We're good. It's kind of like that thing that I used to do with my kids where I'd put last year's ball drop from New Year's Eve.
I never did that.
Down. I put it on at like 8 p.m.
I knew parents who did
like,
that.
All right, kids, time to go to bed. Happy New Year. It's kind of like that, just in reverse with my parents.
You were terrible.
Got to show them the thing later and make them think it's live.
That is not okay. Andrew, you were gone for many, many days.
I was gone for so long. I drove so many miles.
You drove a lot, and I was proud of you. You finally missed a Sunday, but I couldn't believe you picked Mother's
I
Day
did not,
of all the days.
I did not pick. I do not choose when the commencement ceremonies
were.
When
was the commencement ceremony?
Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, that's tight.
Yeah.
Had it been earlier in the week, you could have missed last Sunday.
But and again, we had the whole family was going, so flying was not an option.
No,
so we were driving. There was not a way. So I was gone on Mother's Day. I was texting with the crew. I made sure the live stream was good to go. I was watching there for a little bit, and then at about 10:15, you know, so in the second song, I shut the laptop and went to church. I went to Harmony Church in Sumter, South Carolina, where our good buddy Delmar is. And so I got to go.
Did Delmar preach?
He did not. He preached the week before.
I thought
but,
he just
But still,
preached.
We know Dan. Dan from came the.
Oh, Dan's the man.
Yeah. So yeah, from Practically Pastoring. So it was cool to be at a church where I just had to sit and listen.
That's been a while.
It was great. It was wonderful.
It's been a while. I took a screenshot of Safety Harbor's church service yesterday. I was just making sure everything was happening. You weren't there, so I want to make sure the live stream. Everything seemed to go off without a hitch.
It looked good. It sounded good. We've had all kinds of sound issues, but I fixed one setting on Ecamm that's made the music sound so much better.
Sounded fine.
Yeah.
I didn't hear any issues. I was worried for you.
Yeah.
But I sent a screenshot to you and said, does it feel weird? Because I was just thinking.
So weird.
Like, does it feel weird to miss a Mother's
Day? So weird.
Day?
It feels weird to miss any Sunday.
It does. It does.
But especially one of the bigger Sundays, you know, next to Christmas, Easter.
It's the third.
Back to school Sunday. It's probably.
It is.
Yeah.
It goes Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day. And the weird thing about Lakeview Land was our two indoor services on Mother's Day outpaced Easter. I don't know that that's ever happened.
Outpaced all of Easter or the indoor?
Just the indoors. Okay. So not including the sunrise option, we had more indoor humans than we had on Easter, which I'm thrilled. The amount of moms that said we want our kids in church with us, I have no problem with that at all. Now, I do have to issue an apology to Lakeview Church. I was unaware of the text that was going to come up on Mother's Day. So, Lakeview Land, hope you're okay today. The Mother's Day sex talk was not planned out. But however, we now know how you became moms.
There you go. Where in Ecclesiastes are you?
We just finished Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And
you still have so much more to go.
Solomon goes into his issues with women. Like he had a problem.
He had a real problem. Aren't you glad he didn't have the internet? That would have been disastrous.
And that's where we had to go with the text.
Oh.
So it was
Happy
the sex
Mother's
talk.
Day.
There was a porn talk. I mean, it was Andrew. I was like, you can't avoid it. Like,
no.
This is the beauty of going verse by verse of expository preaching. Like sometimes it's beautiful and sometimes it's a little bit awkward.
So at Harmony, they are going through Titus, and it was like the elders talk, and they're like, this is not typically where you would expect to go for Mother's Day, but you know, we're talking about leadership and service and what it should look like. But yeah, that's where you almost need to do a standalone.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a which one of the aces that I have is Shirley Bragdon, who is, for all intents and purposes, the associate pastor. Her title is ministry facilitator around here.
Yeah, she does everything.
But she was a professional, like, women's conference speaker for decades. And so to have her as the ace in the hole on Mother's Day,
it worked
out really well.
Yeah, that was nice.
It's a time where, you know, nobody wants to hear, I've never been a mother. She's been a mother for several decades. So
That's true.
That worked out well. It was a good Sunday to have Shirley fill in for me anyway. So that part worked out. But yeah, it's a, we're going to take pictures, give gifts, and not change up the sermon at all. Good luck.
That's basically what happened.
So,
that's what happened at Lakeview. What did you guys, typically you have a sweet little giveaway?
Yeah,
gift
we had flowers and candy.
Okay, but you didn't have to do it this year.
I didn't do it.
Normally you're like putting together the bouquets.
Yeah, so the Tuesday before we left, also the public elementary school a couple blocks away where my wife teaches and my kids go, they changed their spring programs for us because I live stream everything for the elementary school.
Yep.
And it was going to be on Thursday. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I didn't, you know, they didn't release the date of graduation till January. And so I emailed the music teacher as soon as I had the date and said, hey, and
nothing you can do.
One of my kids was like a soloist in it. I'm like, so they changed it from Thursday till Tuesday. So Tuesday I was here like planning, here's what I think we should do for the Mother's Day giveaways, but I'm not going to be here. So it's on you guys. And then I was taking all the camera gear over to the elementary school, and then the program ended about 9 o'clock. Then I had to come and remount cameras on the wall so that we could be in the car and leave our house at 4:30 on Wednesday morning. It was a very early morning.
That's an early morning.
But our hotel had free dinner, so we had to
That's nice.
So
no, that's nice.
We knew that the minute we checked into the hotel, there was a buffet waiting for us, so we wanted to get up there.
I'm not upset with that at all. One of our giveaways at Lakeview Land, I'm just going to start calling us Lakeview Land now.
Yes, as you should. Well, you have Ferris wheels and roller coasters, so what else?
We do all the things. I guess pastel M&Ms are super in right now, according to our design team. I didn't know that was...
I had no idea.
I had several moms reach out saying, we can't wait to get our pastel M&Ms. Word got out that we were giving out little pastel M&Ms gift bags, and it was a big, kind of a random... sweet little treat for the moms. Andrew, I guess I don't keep up with the trends as well as I should, but I know people who do, which makes it so much better.
A dedicated Pinterest account just for our church giveaways? Like, what's cool?
I just rely on our design team for all those things now. Like, they just know so much more than I do. And then I showed up and there's like this whole photo wall. Oh, wow, that's really nice.
That looks great.
I was very impressed. It was one of those Sundays where you leave texting all of your volunteers, like, thank you so much, thank you so much. It was unbelievable. Such a great Sunday.
Earl says, buffet meatloaf after a long car ride is all the motivation I need. We did not have meatloaf. Oh, do you know what, though? We listened to meatloaf quite a bit.
You're a big meatloaf fan?
I just play random stuff as I'm driving.
Meatloaf can be funny to listen to in the car.
I love me some meatloaf. Also, I don't know if you're old enough for the pop-up video era of VH1.
Of course I am.
But the
pop-up video!
The I Would Do Anything for Love pop-up video was by far the best one, because it was like a 12-minute long song.
Remember that.
And I didn't realize how piano-driven the whole thing was until re-listening just now, and I just thought, Melissa, should I learn to play the piano? This was our conversation while driving. So when I started my doctorate program, all of the hype for the Tick, Tick, Boom Andrew Garfield movie was coming out. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, it was the movie about the making of Rent or something like that.
Yep.
And I said, you know, the story was that he auditioned, but they didn't have him sing for the audition, and he had never sung, like, besides high school choir or something.
Yeah.
And so he spent a year in piano lessons and voice lessons so that he could pull off the role. Mm. And so my joke to Melissa this whole time has been, you know, for the amount of time, money, and energy I put into this doctorate, I could have, you know, been a passable fill-in worship leader for the same amount of effort. And she says that I'm silly for saying things like that, because she's heard me sing more than most people have. But
I think you have a beautiful singing voice. We've posted it online several times.
I just think if I start right now, we're about 18 months from our 20th anniversary, could I get good enough at piano in the next 18 months that I could do all of Meatloaf's Anything for Love to serenade my wife? I think she would hate that if I did it publicly, and I would love to be a part of that.
CJ, you can't skip ahead to Father. We just celebrated the moms. He's wondering what we have planned for Father's Day. I actually don't know what we have planned at Lakeview, but I heard from my first impressions team leader. He said, quote, Tim, you're going to love what we have in store for Father's Day. I kind of don't want to know now. I only heard about the Mother's Day thing a few days before Mother's Day, so I'm almost like, just don't even tell me. I can't wait to be surprised.
I mean, we typically do Dad's root beer and M&Ms with a rubber band, so they look like a bow tie. That's what we've done.
Yeah,
But just the regular colored M&Ms, none of the pastel M&Ms.
Tommy, I'm with you. We've never doubted that Andrew could be a fill-in for Meatloaf.
Thank you.
I have not doubted.
Also, I'm a big fan of Meatloaf with mashed potatoes.
Mm.
It's just one of my favorites.
The lunch portion of Meatloaf at Cracker Barrel is surprisingly good.
I love Cracker Barrel. I went to Cracker Barrel on...
did you guys do it on the road trip?
On Friday night. So
I figured you
we
did.
We skipped the football stadium portion of graduation.
That's fine.
And because it's for the undergrads, it's for the 22-year-olds. Yep. And so we went to D.C. on Friday instead of going back to Lynchburg.
I think that was a better choice.
It was freezing. It was weird. Like some weird storm system came through. It was 55 degrees and drizzly as we were walking.
Did it knock out your electronics?
No. Okay. It wasn't that kind of storm.
No. I heard there was something like that happening.
Yeah. But we walked through all the monuments and did all the stuff. And then we stopped at Cracker Barrel on the way to South Carolina. I did not have Meatloaf, though. I had the new summer fried chicken special.
My son
it was
got
just
that.
Okay. It was just okay.
That's okay. Earl says Fight Club Meatloaf is peak cinema.
Okay.
Wow.
There you go.
I honestly, Earl, I'm just now like replaying that in my head. I forgot that was him.
And Fight Club is peak cinema.
It's unbelievable. Meatloaf with mashed potatoes, isn't that y'all's couple's costume for this year's Halloween party? That's a good idea.
You know, we could.
Not a terrible idea at all.
So, Timmy, that was kind of my week was busy. 2,300 miles in the car.
That's a lot.
In
That's why we
five
barely
days.
Spoke.
And my wife, I got home and I was like on my computer on my phone. I was like, "You've had multiple hours a day of sitting shotgun with, you know, good cell signal to do whatever you need to do." So I was paying credit card bills and doing all the stuff that needed to be done that I couldn't do while driving as soon as we got home. But I couldn't text my buddies or nothing.
It was weird.
I
was stuck
pictures.
Having to work all week.
Yeah, you did work all week. You had a busy week, too.
We're in and out of meetings. The elders requested a staffing plan from me, so I had to be like a real adult for 5 minutes.
You had like Google stuff?
I did. I had to research things. I had to call you?
Yeah.
But that was before your trip.
That was,
you were
that
helping
was like
gather.
The day I was leaving.
Thankfully, we've got a lead elder who's on it.
Yeah.
He looked at my initial staffing plan and said, "That's cute. What do you think about this?" I'm like, "Dang it, that's better." Yeah. I'm all for
better.
Surrounding yourself with people who are way smarter than you. I feel like that's kind of the secret sauce.
You know, one of my heroes, Taylor Swift, she's a tortured poet.
She is.
She is credited by telling her dear friend, Selena Gomez, that she should never be the smartest person in any room that she's in. And Selena listened to her and is now worth $1 billion.
She became friends with Jack Antonoff as well?
I don't know about that. I think she started a makeup company because someone's like, hey, do you know what you should do?
I'm a big fan of Jack.
Well, I know you are. You're a big fan of Bleachers.
Steph and I are going to see him in Nashville.
But
we're going to see. I'm so stoked, dude.
But that's one of the stories that Selena tells of, you know, you're surrounding yourself with people that are like you, which is fun, but that's not how you become the best at anything.
Wow.
So never be the smartest person in a room that you're in.
Well, I can honestly say that every elder meeting I have attended over the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 months, I have not been the smartest person in the room.
So I'm
okay with that.
If you were an elder 4 or 5 months ago, Tim thinks he's smarter than that previous class of elders. And I mean, the new class, he thinks there's one person smarter than him.
I'd say
is what he's saying.
Probably.
Okay.
It's not true. That's not true. That is definitely not true at all.
So, Timmy, now that we are past Mother's Day.
We are. Post Mother's Day. Summer is upon us.
I was going to say school's out in 2 weeks-ish here. So my oldest has this week of school, and then next week they have like a middle school trip, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then Thursday is like a half-day movie day. So my oldest has this week of actual academics left. Do you try to wind? How much longer do you have in Ecclesiastes? And then can you launch something summer?
So we just mapped out our summer. I've got 2 guest preachers in June and 2 in July.
Okay.
So I'm excited to have a little bit of a breather. But what that does is I've asked them not to preach Ecclesiastes, so that way I'll just take all of Ecclesiastes.
Okay.
So Ecclesiastes will take us through July now.
Okay.
So we'll be able to kick off something fresh.
In back to school.
Basically
time.
Right when back to school season hits. Which I wanted to do a summer something before, but I'm like, you know what? It's okay. Like, I'm okay to linger a little bit longer in Ecclesiastes and then do a back to school kickoff. Possibly 1 Corinthians.
Mm-hmm. See, I need to find something.
That's what we're kicking around. But it lines up well with election season, a lot of countercultural stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, we'll see.
I need to find something brief because there's a Sunday that I'm here that there's a guest speaker that was supposed to be like a surprise for me, but then there's like, well, we don't want that to happen. So I thought I had 6 weeks of me before my family's in Arkansas for 3 weeks, but then that's not happening. So now I'm trying to decide, do I do a 5-weeker or do I break it? Do I do a 3-weeker and a 2-weeker kind of thing? So I need to get that locked down by Wednesday to get stuff to our worship leader.
Yeah.
But speaking of back to school, Tim, we made the call last week, like as we were driving, we were planning on doing, because we can't do the week-long VBSs that we used to do with the preschool here because they have our facility Monday through Friday. We physically cannot.
You just can't.
And so I think the first year that they were here, we did a big like one-dayer thing, like a Friday night, Saturday.
And then it became a pretty big hit.
Yeah, it was a big hit. And so we were going to try to emulate that again, but we just have so many families that are going to be out of town on vacation and so many people that are key volunteers. So we decided last week, hey, it doesn't look like that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And on a whim, I reached out to my neck of the woods, the Highland Rec Center in Largo.
Yeah.
And we have the entire aquatic center rented out for the Sunday night of back to school.
I like that.
So we are doing our big community outreach at the water park, which is super exciting.
I think it's great.
So baptisms on the water slide.
Oh, that's
just
cool.
Push some people down.
Water slide baptisms.
Yeah, I think it'll be a big hit. We're not actually doing that, but that was like secured in the past few days. Just they happened to have like a cancellation. There was one day available, and it's the Sunday of back to school. So I'm super excited. I am pumped,
Andrew. Since we're winding down, and since we live in Florida,
we do.
Have you heard from your snowbirds yet? This past Sunday was actually when the bulk of them told me they're leaving. Does that feel late to you?
It feels very late. I thought,
didn't you already leave? I'm like, no, we're heading out. We're heading out today. And it was really cool. I got an email from several. One of which, they're out of town, and he said, Pastor, I just want to let you know, my daughter showed up to church and brought all 5 of my grandchildren. And then he sent me their photos from Lakeview. I was like, that's really cool. And then a couple were just some really sweet words about how much they'll miss Lakeview, but we're heading out. So if you don't live in Florida, you might not understand what we're talking about, but it's that time of the year.
I feel like it's way less than it was not even that long ago.
But there was a little bit of a jump this year.
Yeah.
Last year, I maybe heard from three families, but this year there's been quite a few like, hey, we're heading out. We'll see you in October.
Yeah, we just don't have the snowbirds that we did.
See,
even when I got here,
ours left
ago.
Right around Easter. That's what I thought too. And for some reason, they all wanted to stay till Mother's Day.
We've had several that have just stayed.
The weather has been better.
Like the weather has been cooler.
Yep.
But we've also had several that are like, we decided if we were gonna keep one household instead of two, we'd rather be here than be up there.
There's been a little
and
bit of
so
that.
We've had some that, you know, they used to do 6 months. Now they're doing 9 months here, 3 months up north.
Yep.
And, you know, and with snowbirds, you eventually lose some because they're typically older people and some pass.
Some might not make it back
there. The church that I was at previously, we would have our traditional service would be 60% down in July and August from what it was in January. And we're just not seeing snowbird numbers like that anymore. I don't think, I think as a, just as like a cultural trend.
Riley says,
those
could be because
people,
they knew I was going to be preaching more.
Yeah. You know, that might be
that's
it.
Funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I just have no, I wish there were some studies of,
I'd like to know,
of what was happening with snowbird culture because
snowbird culture.
It's, I mean, listen,
it's a real thing.
If someone can do a PhD on dung motifs, someone can do some research on
snowbird culture,
what it means for churches and who's watching online, who's, you know, now that the snowbirds
and
are more tech savvy than they used to be.
We'll still be with you online. They've got churches up north that they attend, and then they watch the Lakeview live stream after, which cracks me up.
That was the weird thing, the weird COVID shift,
is
we had can we pat each other on the back real quick, Timmy? Our churches did a good job of moving
Riley,
to online
I'm not opposed. That could be Tim's doctorate.
Yeah, hey.
I mean, it'd be a fascinating study.
We both made pivots to online fairly quickly, especially for churches of our size at that time.
And so
we had a lot of snowbirds that told us during COVID, hey, our church up here has a, you know, webcam in the back of the room and
or
that's it.
Or refused to go online at all.
Yeah. And
did
so
not go online.
We, I think, gained a lot of traction. But that's also been kind of weird that people are connected not being here anymore. I got an email from a retired pastor last Saturday night who has been worshiping online with our church since October. He's homebound from the other side of the state.
Wow.
And he was Googling I talked about this last week because you talked about your daughter going to Paradise Restaurant. But
But still cool story.
But it's still a thing to think that you can be that connected to a church that is not right where you are. Is not something that existed outside of mega churches pre-COVID and post-COVID. I think it's part of the snowbird culture.
I think so.
That we're not seeing some snowbirds because they're watching their church up north.
Could be.
From wherever they're staying down here.
Could be.
But we also are more connected to snowbirds when they leave.
Hey, snowbirds, if you're looking for a great church in the Scranton, PA area.
Ooh, City Lights Church.
City Lights Church.
Where else would you go in Scranton?
City Lights Church. This is our weekly plug for you. If you are heading up to Scranton, PA, you're looking at the Electric City.
Mm.
We got a great church for you. They are accepting any and all snowbirds as we speak.
There you go. I think that's a great
City
plan.
Lights, there's your weekly plug. I love that that's a thing now.
I do, too. It makes me laugh very, very hard. I've been to their website multiple times just to...
I hope many people have been to the City Lights Church website as a result of this.
When you're trying to just learn about a new church.
You go to their website. Okay, this is it. This is a good topic here, Andrew.
I'm ready.
You're looking for a new church. Is that your first stop, is the website? From what I've heard,
the
first stop has been...
Days. I think
has been usually either the socials, which then leads to the live stream.
Yes. Socials,
live stream, website,
website,
maybe in that order.
But that said, and I think that's
just funny. That's just not what it used to be.
Part of because of our age, that's how we're going to function. The number of
Ronald says it's the pastor's social media. That's scary.
That's terrifying. Yeah. But the
I'm going to stop posting
the number of people in their 50s and 60s that visit our church that say, hey, I, you know, and they'll like quote my biography back to me.
It's bizarre.
And also because I'm listed on the Dallas Seminary alumni site. They have like a find a church where cool. alumni is
that's
serving.
That's cool.
And the number of people that say, hey, I saw your church based on the DTS alumni, which is kind cool. of funny to me. But it's...
I had one family tell me...
I think demographics definitely play a role in which place you go first.
We binge-watched your entire Esther series. So they, I guess binge-watching is a thing for
church
sermon series when you're church shopping. Which kind of cracks me up.
Yeah.
John, this is good because John's going to be in the business of finding a church soon. We're going to miss you, buddy. He's moving up north. Not that far north, but north of Florida. He says, website to see what the core beliefs are. That's mine, too. Whenever I'm helping a Lakeview family find a new church, I'm typically on the website first to make sure core beliefs line up and then watch some prior live streams. I think that's a good plan.
I think so as
well. The pastor's social media is not a bad idea.
But it's also a little bit terrifying.
It is very scary.
But that's what I always say. Like, my social media is...
It's my family.
It is a public...
It's my family.
Yeah, here's who I am. Here's what I
talk about my family. I talk about my church.
You're going to see a whole lot of pictures of my kids.
I post pictures of my wife and I making out.
Upset when the Rays lose. Tim, I'm very concerned about what pictures you take while looking at your phone earlier while you were on Instagram.
That was a progress report.
We won't get into it. It's the beginning of a new workout plan.
You weren't supposed to see that.
But I can't unsee it. I can't unsee what I saw.
It's not on the socials.
It's not. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. But you know what? Might have an influx of new people at Lakeview if it was.
Well, Ronald says, hey, I want to know if my pastor is a human who also wears tank top sometimes, which if you go to Andrew's socials, you will see that.
I don't. Do you know what? I would say I don't own a tank top. That's not true. I have a Rays tank top that was
you
a giveaway.
You gave me the Rays
the
basketball
Brett
jersey.
One? Yeah.
Which is awesome. I still wear that from time to time.
Well, then I don't have a tank top, I don't think.
That's
gave
me.
I don't think I own a tank top. Sorry, ladies.
Sorry, ladies.
It's just what you got. Do you know what? We can talk about unflattering items of clothing real quick.
Oh, boy.
Tim, did you know that when you order graduation robes, the smart thing is to make yourself 30 pounds lighter when you order, because otherwise they are just the largest, most drape-ish looking...
You're just getting a parachute at that point?
It is... I have all these pictures of me where, listen, like when you have this many chins, it's not super flattering anyway.
Uh-huh.
But that was the talk with people that I was sitting with. Oh, yeah, I Googled and they said, you know, make yourself at least 30 pounds lighter than you actually are. No one told me this. No one told me this. And my robe, I could have fit my entire family inside of it.
Andrew, I thought you looked stunning.
Thank you.
Absolutely Thank you. Stunning.
The velvet hat was a nice touch.
I mean, was it like a burnt marshmallow look?
Sure. Did I look like Bernie Mac directing a choir? A little bit. A little bit. But it's fine. It's fine, Tim. It's what it is. It is what it is.
You did the thing. You I did. Got that piece of paper.
I did.
It's on your wall. I'm looking at it right
again,
now.
Again, the paper's been on the wall since October.
I know, but this felt official. It's a big deal.
I told my wife... You know, the day of is like, really? That was it? Like, she was like, what were you feeling? I was so nervous for you. I was like, for what? To walk across the stage?
I mean,
but
you know,
the next day, it was
a surreal moment for you.
The next day was more surreal than the day of. And it was probably because, you know, the pictures were up. I had a former professor from my undergrad said, you know, that this was just a very proud moment for the Clearwater Christian College Bible Department. That was okay.
That. I like that.
This is not, you know,
I like
the
that.
Number of church people.
Yes.
It is a church thing. It's a family thing. It was big on lots of levels.
It was a big life moment. Speaking of life moments, Earl's wondering about a locksmith update.
He's
done.
He's gone.
The door looks
he's
great.
He's gone. I get it. Like, I've opened and closed that door for the past 7 years. It's always stuck. So I think he was fixing it. But there's no more Dremeling right outside the window. But, Timmy, one thing, before my boys started misbehaving, and for the record, there was only one of them misbehaving in the actual graduation.
I'm sure they were very well-behaved
angels. So we went up to the Liberty Freedom Tower, you know, the tallest building there in that county.
That sounds fun.
And we had gotten a bunch of pens from one of the graduation fair things we went through to check in.
That was nice of them.
And my child starts pushing pens through the glass to make them fall 14 stories near co-eds walking down there. So that child was not behaving during the ceremony. The other three were just fine. But my wife was texting me as I'm sitting there waiting for the thing to begin, saying that the boys are talking about, you know, they all have different things they want to be when they grow up, and does this school have this, does this school have that? So that was kind of the goal in taking the whole family up, that it was the beginning of the college tours. And Tim,
Ronald says just a pen pusher.
Yep, that's what he is. I've already thought, yeah, there's football schedule is changing to get some TV time. There is a Tuesday night game in October that I'm going to try to get up for,
that,
depending on soccer season. If you and Aaron want to come.
That would be fun.
I mean, I think there's cheap flights. We could make it happen.
I'm not opposed.
And I think it would be great.
Tuesday night game.
A Tuesday night game, because it's like the Conference USA ESPN contract.
Yeah.
And so it's a Tuesday night game against, I think, Florida Atlantic or Florida International. So,
yeah,
like one of the Florida
Either
schools.
Either FAU or FIU.
One of those South Florida schools that no one actually wants to go to, but they...
But yet their sports programs are surprisingly decent.
Yes.
Every year,
it's
you're
the,
like, you guys are...
I didn't get into Florida State, so I'm going to go here. Or
yeah.
I didn't get recruited by Florida State, so I'm going to go here.
Like,
yeah.
Pretty okay.
FAU went to the Final Four.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
What the heck?
So one of those games is coming up in October that I'm going to try to get to. So it was cool.
And what sport are you going for?
For a football game.
See, that's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. So to bring you and Aaron.
A football game. But
my boys were talking about how it would be cool to go to college here. So that was kind of the goal in the whole program. So all in all, it was awesome. So glad I went. It was a very long 5 days.
Well, we're so proud of you, buddy, from all of us here. Speaking of good churches in the area, John Perrone, in search of a good expository preaching church in the Greenville, South Carolina area. John, we're going to plug this for you every week. We're going to do some research.
John, where in Greenville are you going to be? It's a pretty big place. It's not, you know, there's Taylor's,
yeah,
Greer.
We're going to help you find a church. No,
Traveler's
this is,
Rest.
This is part of our mission here.
Greenville is, think the size of greater Tampa Bay, just with way less people. But so everything is very, very spread out. So it depends on where you actually are. But I can assure you there's a whole lot of good churches in that area. Our buddy Tim Wadsworth is up there. If you're looking for a student ministry to serve in,
love Tim.
I know that there's student ministries named Live, and I'm forgetting the name of
actual
church. But yeah, there's my sister used to go there until they moved out to Greer. So lots of good places.
Is that Malden or Simpsonville?
North Hills Church in Taylor's has great preaching. There you go.
Okay.
So hey, comment where you're going to be. My brother-in-law's watching right now. They live in Greer.
North Hills Church in Taylor's. That's okay.
There you go.
You're going to get some recommendations right here.
There are so many. There's a whole lot of good churches in that area. You'll be just fine. Timmy.
Hey, I know.
We got to go get lunch because we have to record again in 50 minutes.
I was just thinking the same thing. Hey, it's been great to be back. Glad you made it back safe. Andrew, we're so proud of you. Dr. Larson, I should say.
Hey, see you next week.
We'll be here.
Bye.